We do not drink where the teach them. Of course, Mowgli, as a woodcutter's child, inherited all sorts of instincts and used to make little huts of fallen branches without thinking how he came to do it. And the monkey people, watching in the trees, considered his play most wonderful. This time, they said, they were really going to have a leader and become the wisest people in the jungle. So wise that everyone else would notice and envy them. Therefore, they followed Baloo and Bagheera and Mowgli through the jungle very quietly till it was time for the midday nap. And Mowgli, who was very much ashamed of himself, slept between the panther and the bear, resolving to have no more to do with the monkey people. The next thing he remembered was feeling hands on his legs and arms, hard, strong little hands, and then a swash of branches in his face. And then he was staring down through the swaying boughs as Baloo woke the jungle with his deep cries, and Bagheera bounded up the trunk with every tooth bared. The Bandar log howled with triumph and scuffed away to the upper branches, where Bagheera dared not follow. Shouting, "He has noticed us. Bagheera has noticed us. All the jungle people admire us for our skill and cunning." Then they began their flight, and the flight of the monkey people through the tree land is one of the things nobody can describe. They have their regular roads and crossroads, uphills and downhills, all laid out from 50 to 70 or 100 feet above the ground. And by these, they can travel even at night if necessary. Two of the strongest monkeys caught Mowgli under the arms and swung off with him through the treetops, 20 feet at a bound. Had they been alone, they could have gone twice as fast, but the boy's weight held them back. Sick and giddy as Mowgli was, he could not help enjoying the wild rush, though the glimpses of earth